News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Overnight, Iran has struck a Qatari oil field in retaliation for Israel striking Iran's section of the same field. And Donald Trump has stepped into the breach to give his view on what has occurred. Now, there's been a lot of debate as to what level of information sharing is going on between the two parties instigating this war, that being Israel and America, and who's taking the lead in it, with America being very strong to make the point that it is they, though some analysts suggesting that they were to some extent led into it by Israel. Well, Donald Trump says, Israel, out of anger for what has taken place in the Middle East, has violently lashed out at a major facility known as South Pars gas field in Iran. A relatively small section of the whole has been hit. The United States knew nothing about this particular attack, and the country of Qatar was in no way, shape or form involved with it, nor did it have any idea that it was going to happen. Unfortunately, Iran did not know this or any of the pertinent facts pertaining to the South Pars attack, and unjustifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's LNG gas facility. And then in block capitals, he says, no more attacks will be made by Israel. With us is Borzu Daragahi, who is an Iranian journalist and analyst. Borzu, that doesn't speak well to the information sharing and strategic coordination between the two aggressors in this conflict.
Well, I mean, it does actually seem to indicate that one country in the conflict knows what it's doing, Israel, and is pursuing a specific strategy and leading the other country, the United States, on. Now, Iran has said repeatedly, and I'm not saying this just out of nowhere, it's been saying it for years, that if there are ever any attacks on its energy facilities, it will respond in kind by hitting the energy facilities of other allied U.S. countries, since it can't reach U.S. Energy facilities with its weaponry. So this was entirely predictable. Apparently, according to Israel, they told the Americans that they were going to do this. The Americans said, fine, go ahead. And Iran responded as they said they would. And now Trump is trying desperately to stop the escalation that his a lackadaisical approach to this war apparently has caused.
Now, some of the methods in which he's trying to stop that escalation are with some fairly significant threats, because in that statement, he goes on to say that unless Iran unwisely decides to attack a very innocent, in this case, Qatar, in which instance, and forgive the illiteracy, but that's the way it's written, in which instance the United States of America, with or without the help or consent of Israel, will massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field at an amount of strength and power that Iran has never seen or witnessed before. They do have the capacity, one assumes, to actually deliver on that if they choose.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's an idiotic statement as well. It shows his lack of knowledge about this. The South Pars gas field, the Pars gas field that he refers to, is a massive gas field beneath the Persian Gulf that Qatar and Iran share. And so if the United States were to do that, it would not only impact Iran, but it would also impact Qatar. And in addition to that, this gas field is where a quarter of the world's imported natural gas comes from. So he would basically blow up the world economy in one fell swoop. Iran knows that. Iran knows that the United States would never do that and that he would hold back from doing that. So I think it was just sort of an empty threat, but it showed more than anything his ignorance.
And of course, this has had the expected impact on oil and gas markets around the world, with them rising sharply on the news of the attacks. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes have continued, specifically on bridges and major routes around Lebanon. And the Israelis are saying that this is because Hezbollah are using those bridges to transport weapons, that they haven't made public the evidence on which they're basing this. What's that going to mean for the civilian population in Lebanon?
Oh, it's devastating. I mean, you're talking about a million people already displaced by this conflict. This is a heavily, densely populated area. You're talking about the city of Tyre, which is an ancient city in southern Lebanon, a major city that has been ordered evacuated. People are running for their lives. But in addition to those people displaced, this puts incredible pressure on Lebanon's already fragile government and the rest of the small country that is under, you know, intense attack at this point.
Well, a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Cathal Berry, former commander of the Army Ranger Wing, about the situation in Camp Shamrock and the threat to Camp Shamrock, because, of course, it is located not that far from the Israeli border where a lot of these actions are taking place. To the totality of the conflict then, Borzu, that we've now had a week of Donald Trump saying that we are on the cusp of completion, that it is nearly over, yet all that we are seeing would suggest further and further escalation. What's your prediction for how this is progressing?
Oh, that is a really hard question to ask, but it does seem like, you know, until the international community, and that includes like China and Russia, which are really at this point happy to watch the Americans bleed and bumble as they move along in this, until the international community kind of steps up, stops enabling Trump and Israel and you know, intercedes with regard to and stops making just statements against Iran, but also statements against the United States, bring some action to bear, this war will escalate.
Borzu, thank you. Borzu Dereghahi, Iranian journalist and analyst. 53106. If you want to get in touch with the show, that'll cost you 30 cents for the text, or you can do it for free using WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.